Welcome to Feelings Fitness. I'm your host, Suzanne Bazarko, a yoga teacher, licensed professional counselor, certified mindfulness practitioner, and a mom of two. When I first entered motherhood and started raising a family, I needed something to help me survive the seasons of life, which is why I pulled the Feelings Fitness program that I created in graduate school out of the archives, linked it up with what I learned in yoga teacher training, and boom, the Feelings Fitness formula was born. Yoga plus mindfulness equals emotional well-being. It has worked for me, and I surely hope it works for you and your family too. I am stoked to embark on this journey of sharing yoga and mindfulness with you. It's time to get real about how you feel. It's time to feel fit, mind, body, and spirit. Hello, hello, Suzanne here. You know I always love spending this time with you. My goal is to give you some ideas to add value to your week, some topics to think about, and some tangible tactics to try out. If you're just tuning in, over the course of the last 8 weeks, we have been heavily focused on emotions, which ones are universal, how they present themselves, and how we can use yoga and mindfulness to embrace those good feelings and manage the not so great ones. I'm currently putting together a freebie that hopefully will be available on the website here sometime soon. I'm also working on a new website, so I've got lots of new stuff going on right now. But anyway, hopefully the freebie will be available on the current website here sometime soon. Still navigating all the ins and outs of the technology in order to make that happen. But the freebie will be an ebook exploring emotions. It will include the 6 basic emotions and a few additional ones. Each chapter will highlight an emotion along with asanas and pranayama, those poses and the breath work, to help guide you through each emotion. This week, we'll focus in on just the breath, how the breath can be helpful when we are experiencing big emotions. It's a tool that is always with us, and science will confirm the benefits. In many of the previous episodes, we have taken breath breaks to learn about different breathing techniques. With the way the world is today, which if you're listening in real time, we're dealing with the coronavirus, aka COVID-19. The way things are going currently, I cannot recommend a breath break enough. To some extent, many of us are having out-of-body experiences on the daily, and breathwork really brings us back into our body, back into the present moment, and back into a more calm state of being. Just a little side note before we hop into my favorite breathing techniques. I want to say, when life starts to get overwhelming, don't get too far ahead of yourself. Practice mindfulness. Be present. Perhaps you need to focus in on just one breath at a time. Maybe you focus in on 1 minute at a time. Maybe you focus on the day to day, but currently I wouldn't go too far past the week to week. It is a time in the world where we are tasked with taking it slow. Slow down and be grateful for what you do have, and don't get hung up on what has been taken away from you at the moment. Follow the directives and have faith that freedom will return in due time. We're all in this together, and this is really an opportunity to make a difference in the world. So even if that just means staying at home to keep others safe, perhaps this becomes a feeling that ignites a fire within you to keep doing good long after this pandemic has passed. So hang in there, connect with others virtually as much as possible. Someone made a great point the other day, and it was a bit of semantics, but it made complete sense. This is a time of physical distancing. Don't have it become social distancing, which is the verbiage that keeps being used. So we really are social beings. Use technology to stay social while you are physically away from friends and extended family. Because remember, we're just sticking with the people who are in our immediate household, and everyone else, well, we'll just have to see them at a later time, hopefully sooner than later. With that, let's go ahead and hop to my top 5 favorite breath techniques. Oh, but one reminder before we begin, remember that yogic breathing is full, and on the inhale, the belly rises, and on the exhale, the belly sinks back down towards the spine. That's really kind of the best way to to describe it really simply. The best way to really feel this is to test it out lying on the back in Shavasana, aka corpse pose, or for non-yogis, just lying on your back. So if you aren't a yogi, or even if you are, but you don't practice on the regular, take a moment and just either acclimate or reacclimate with this full yogic breathing. It really does make a big difference. First off, we'll start with my absolute favorite, which is Ujjayi breath, victorious breath, one that I use every day on the mat and off the mat. So in times that feel a little stressful to me, I definitely use that breath, and I will make it as noisy as I need to in order to keep myself calm. So this one, there is kind of a sound to it. You can make it as soft or as loud as you need to, and it can either be that sound of the ocean, which I love to think about, or it can be Darth Vader breath, and it's kind of like you're fogging up a mirror. So it's that sound. So let's go ahead and try it. Let's test it out. I'm just going to kind of go through it, and then we can do a couple of rounds together as well. So inhale through your nose. Then exhale slowly through a wide open mouth. Direct that outgoing breath slowly across the back of your throat with a drawn out sound. And you can repeat that several times and then close your mouth on that exhale. So now as you both inhale and exhale through your nose, direct the breath again slowly across the back of the throat. And ideally this will create that nice soothing sound of the ocean or that interesting sound of Darth Vader breath. So let's go ahead and test it out. Let's do one round with the mouth opened, giving that really exaggerating ha sound as though you're fogging up a mirror. And then we'll test it out with the mouth closed. So using the inhale and exhale through the nose. So let's go ahead and test that out. Remember, the best thing to do is to find a comfortable space. Again, you can do it lying down. I like to do it sitting up, but whatever works for you, go ahead and just find a comfortable space. I, again, like to have my eyes closed. It's more meditative in general, but if you prefer to keep your eyes opened, I suggest just bringing the eyes downcast kind of over the tip of the nose so that you can again just kind of focus in. So let's try the first version with the mouth open. So breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And then let's test it out with breathing in through the nose and out through the nose with the mouth closed. So go ahead and inhale through the nose. And exhale out through the nose, constricting the back of the throat. And there you have it, the best way that I can possibly do it, explaining over a podcast, but you can always check in with different YouTube videos as well if you need a little bit more detail and maybe a little more of a visual on using Ujjayi breath. So my second favorite would have to be alternate nostril breathing or Nadi Shodhana. There are different kind of ways that you can teach this too. I'm going to just kind of find the simplest way I know how to share this breath with you. Again, you can hop on YouTube videos to check out some more details, but this one you can complicate things a little bit. I could go into different mudras, hand positions that you can have both hands in while doing this. For simplicity's sake, we're just going to find our nice comfortable seat. We're going to just relax that left hand down, and you're going to take the right hand and you're going to be using your ring finger, right ring finger, and your right thumb. So go ahead and place that right ring finger on the crease of the left nostril, and the right thumb will go on the crease of the right nostril. So here's how it works. You are going to close off the left nostril with that right ring finger and take a nice inhale in through the right nostril. closing off the right nostril, opening up the left. Exhale out. Inhale through that left nostril. Close the left nostril off with that right ring finger. Open up the right nostril and exhale out. And that is one full round of Nadi Shodhana. So let's go through it one more time. We'll just guide it. So go ahead and put the fingers on the crease of the nostrils, that right hand, ring finger, and thumb, closing off the left. Inhale through right. Closing off the right. Exhale left. Inhale left, closing off, exhale right. And ideally, you would do several rounds of that, probably upwards of about 5 minutes or so, could give you a really nice, relaxing, calming feeling from doing that. So again, one of my absolute favorites there. Another one that is in my top five happens to be 7-11 breath. This one is super simple. It's really just as it sounds, 7 breaths on the inhale and 11 breaths on the exhale. There really are several different versions of how many inhales and exhales. The idea here is to elongate the exhale. So 7-11, like I said, just simply 7 inhales in and 11 exhales out. So let's go ahead and test that out. Find your comfortable seat, closing your eyes if that's comfortable for you, and inhale. And exhale. Awesome. So 7-11 breath. And this one has much to do with that sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. This exercise can really trigger that relaxation response if practiced enough. Next one I have for you is box breathing or square breathing. And this one is great for relaxing the mind and body, and it also helps with focus as well. I've heard that this style of breathing has even been used by Navy SEALs in times of really kind of extreme conditions. So box breathing is simply to just describe it first and then we will test it out. This one, you are going to breathe in through your nose for a count of four. You're going to hold it for a count of four. And then you're going to exhale for a count of four and hold on to that exhale for four counts. And then you'll repeat, preferably, you know, for like 1 to 4 minutes or until you feel calm and centered. Let's test this out. Go ahead and close your eyes if you're comfortable with doing that. Breathe in through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. Exhale, count of four. Hold for a count of four. And then you would repeat that. So going on and breathing in through, in for a count of four, hold for four, exhale four, hold for four, and repeating that cycle. So I really like that one as well. The next one is really for more advanced yogis, for more advanced breathwork practitioners, but I wanted to bring it up just because I think it's so cool and it starts to really give you this little window into all of the different variations of breath work. And so I just wanted to share this one. This one is actually called Kapalabhati breath or shining skull. So on yogajournal.com, they had a great wording of how to explain Kapalabhati. So Kapalabhati consists of alternating short, explosive exhales and slightly longer passive inhales. Exhales are generated by powerful contractions of the belly, which push air out of the lungs. Inhales are responses to the release of the contraction, which sucks air back into the lungs. So this one's really cool. And again, you may want to YouTube some of these so that you can see exactly how this works. And I will admit that in my yoga teacher training, when I learned this one, I struggled a bit. It was hard to kind of get into the rhythm of it, but it's really neat when you do. And again, make sure that you are in kind of like a healthy place in order to be able to tolerate this. This is something that if you're pregnant or something, not a good one to do. So make sure that, you know, this is something appropriate for you before you go on and do it. We'll go ahead and go through it just so that you can kind of hear the way that it works. And then again, like I said, perhaps YouTube so you can see. When you're doing it in full rhythm, it sounds a little like this. Sounds kind of crazy. I know. You'll really find it to be focusing and energizing as well. So there you have it. My top five favorite breath techniques. Please use them. Take those breath breaks. Use that breath break time to also make it a mindful moment. You know, be fully present with your breath in your body. The two together will calm the mind and body. They will also help you think more clearly. So if you can, for the time being, stay home, stay healthy, and be vigilant about keeping the germs at bay. Namaste. I hope you found this episode enlightening. If you like it, please be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell a friend. The more people we have engaged in this conscious conversation, the better. You can find everything related to this episode over at www.feelingsfitness.com. And as always, some of the best content comes up after the show in the Facebook group. So be sure to join over there as well. Until we chat again, feel fit, mind, body, and spirit.